I'm Jeremy Fulkerson, and I host the Hidden Stories podcast on the Sell or Die Network. In our podcast, we share stories of seemingly everyday people that are your neighbors, community leaders, entrepreneurs, survivors, mothers, fathers, and friends, but we don't share the regular dinner talk conversations. I believe we all want to be better spouses, friends, parents, and leaders. My hope is by hearing these hidden stories, it will give you the courage to be a better you. Find me on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Stitcher, Overcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. There are links in the show notes to subscribe.
Where do we start this? And the answer doesn't matter. We're having a good time. Right.
He couldn't wait to get in here.
You need sales balls to make sales calls. I'm tweeting that puppy. Okay.
Hello, everybody. I'm Jen Gluckow, and this is Sell or Die, the world's premier sales and personal development podcast, and I am so glad you're here. Normally, I host the show with Jeffrey Ginnemer, the author of I almost said Sales in the New York Minute. That's funny. The author of Sales Manifesto and, of course, The Little Red Book of Selling. Now, I, Jen Gluckow, am the founder and author of Sales in a New York Minute, in case you're unfamiliar with me. Welcome to the show, diehards. Welcome, welcome. We have an amazing episode today. This is part two of our best of series, where we're highlighting the best of episodes from 2018. And these are episodes that you guys, you diehards, have voted on in our official Sell or Diehard official Facebook group. So before we get to the show, I want to tell you about a program I have coming out in January. It's called Cashflow to CEO, where I'm going to help you become the boss of your sales and your life. I'm a big, I always talk about becoming the CEO of your territory, and you can read about that in my book, Sales in a New York Minute.
When does that come out again?
And January 1st, it ships. You can pre-order it right now on Amazon. And so I'm a big proponent of becoming the CEO of your sales territory, and now I'm going to help salespeople and entrepreneurs, and hopefully you, diehard, become the boss of your sales and your life. That's right, your life too, because it's super important. And I get into it in the course. It's a digital program that'll be releasing one module at a time starting in January. And I'm accepting 20 to 25 founding members right now. All you need to do is go to cashflowtoceo.com and apply. You can apply to become a founding member, which, by the way, founding members get free lifetime access because the program is going to be shaped around you.
Now, question. Now,
yes,
I would assume that because it's free,
yeah,
that means there's probably no spots or very few spots because, again, it's the application process. You're talking about taking somebody's life and leveling them up to CEO.
That is correct. There are not that many spots. I've already had a ton of applications, and my job on the 31st is going to be to go through the applications and choose who is going to be the best fit for the program. I've actually, it's so funny, I had an application come in, and then about an hour later, the person emailed me directly to try, it was like a 3-paragraph email to try and like tell me exactly why she's the right person for this program. And it's just so cool to see the excitement around it. So if this is the first time you're hearing about it and you missed the deadline, because I don't know when you're listening to this episode, there's a wait list and you'll be able to get in later on. But the first 20 to 25 people that are selected for the group are going to be lifetime free access. And the reason why it may be 20 and maybe 25 is because I'm not looking for quantity. I am looking for the right fit.
Right fit. So again, mm-hmm. This is one of those opportunities, again, to level up in your life. It's, again, your chance to be a CEO. So I don't understand why anyone wouldn't take it right now.
That's right. That's right. And it's really cool. Like, it's this whole online program. You're going to be hanging out in the CEO loft. And there's courses that are going to be released. If you follow me on Instagram, you'll have seen me filming some of them. It's pretty awesome. But anyway, you know what? You guys are here for the show. So let's get into it. I'd like to take a minute just to thank you guys. Like, I am extra grateful. I'm always grateful, but I am extra grateful for some reason in the month of November and December. And I've just been so honored and just it amazes me. Like, we passed 1 million downloads. That is so freaking cool. And we could not have done this without you, diehard, each of you. And so thank you for listening. Thank you for participating in our Facebook page and voting on what you thought would be the best episode of the season. That said, if you have not joined the Facebook page, what are you waiting for? Come on, search for Cellar Diehards in Facebook and click to join. We ask you like a few minor questions and then we let you into the group. And those questions actually shape our episodes. So if you know a friend in sales and they're struggling, if you think your boss might benefit from listening to our episodes, if you think your salespeople might benefit, share this out. Give them the gift or sell or die that will help them throughout 2019. But now, on to part two. We're going to start with the last of the diehard voting choices, and we have a winner with Andy Frisella. Andy is the CEO and founder of First Form. His story is one of the best we've heard on Sell or Die. Take a listen.
I need you to throw some wisdom out. There's the one quote of yours that stuck with me. Did you do what you needed to do today? You could have ended it with, did you do what you needed to do? But the word today adds an urgency to it that most people don't understand. You have to do it every day. You just can't do it once a week or once a month.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing that hurts most people is that they don't understand that this is a long game and this is a long effort. You know, like people get frustrated in fitness. You know, we've talked to fitness. They're like, well, I ate good for a week. Or I ate good for 2 weeks. Why don't I look like I should be on a magazine? Well, it just takes more time than that. It doesn't mean that you're not doing the right things. You just haven't seen the results. And I think in business, I know in business, if you're going to get frustrated in fitness for taking a long time, business takes exponentially longer for it to work. And so understanding that your efforts today are going to compound later just the same way as an investment would is paramount to becoming whatever it is that you're going to become. Because the truth is, whatever we do today, whatever we're doing today, is going to make us next month or next year. And it doesn't matter if we're doing good or bad things, that's what's going to become of us.
Exactly.
So,
you know, and people say, well, I can't develop habits. Well, you already have fucking habits. They're just not the right habits.
So, exactly. Let me have that
you
beer.
You just don't want to admit they're your habits.
I only drink one beer at the end of the day, but I do it every day.
Right. And that's the thing. It's like, and people, they have this ability to negotiate with that little voice in their head that says, hey, today doesn't really matter. You know, it's just one day. It's just one meal. It's just one skip workout. It's just one night out with the guys. But people do that. It's just one every fucking day.
Right.
And then they're pissed about where they end up. Well, dude, that's the life you chose. You chose that.
Right.
And people will sit around and say, oh, well, I'm a victim because I didn't have this or I didn't have that or bullshit. You had it. You just chose something else.
Yeah.
And that's the truth. And, you know, I'm not saying don't have a beer or don't do something that isn't productive for your business because you want to, like, you know, go on a little vacation. I'm not one of these guys who says you got to work 27 hours out of 24 hours like it's popular to say right now, because I know that's not true. The truth is that if you do five things a day that are conducive and get you in the right direction of where you want to go, no matter if it's very simple things like send an email to Tom who works here or make this phone call or do this, I'm talking about simple shit. If you just do five things a day, what's that going to take you? It could take you 3 hours. It could take you four hours. You have the rest of the fucking day to do whatever you want. And like the truth is for me, as long as it's been that we've been in business, I've never felt like I worked really hard. Like I've never felt like I had to work hard. I just felt like I did a little bit of shit every day and it just adds up. And I think, you know, right now we have this generation of people who believe that they have to, they're being told, you know, hustle, fucking grind, all this shit. That's great. You can do that. But the truth of it is, you know, you don't have to be working at 1 o'clock in the morning to get results.
No.
You know, and I think that's something that really hurts a lot of people, because they feel like, well, if I can't work from 1 o'clock in the morning or from 6 a.m. to 1 a.m., then I can't make it in business. And that's just not true.
Right.
Dude, I wake up every day at fucking 10 o'clock in the morning and I go to bed at like 11 at night or 12 at night. You know, I don't work exceptionally hard. I'm just consistent. And that's the truth.
Wow. I just love his mentality. I love his push, his drive. He is so, Andy Frisella is so freaking awesome. This is just phenomenal. So now, the next episode we've chosen is our producer Nada's favorite.
Yeah, this is one of my favorites, quite honestly. Vanessa Van Edwards talking about mentality, nonverbal communication. And nonverbal communication is how you can make sales in a different way. If you can read people's reactions to certain sales pitches, maybe you don't be as aggressive in certain sales pitches as regarding others. And it's just the psychology of what Vanessa Van Edwards went into. It was ridiculously interesting, and I think diehards need to hear it again one more time before the year ends.
I love that. And one of her, you know, we're not about necessarily being aggressive. We're about being assertive, and her strategies will help you be assertive and really put yourself out there with nonverbal communication. And I love when Nada chimes in. Isn't that cool, guys? So, diehard, take a listen.
I was just going to ask, you mentioned the word micro expression a little while ago. Can you explain what that is?
Sure. So a micro expression is a very brief, involuntary facial expression that we all feel and we all use with an intense emotion. So these are actually, it used to be believed that you looked at a baby's face or a baby looked at their mother's face and it was mirrored or learned facial expressions. But actually, Dr. Paul Ekman found that facial expressions are innate. So they are not a learned behavior. This means that there are expressions that are universal. So for example, fear is one that I talked about earlier. So fear is when you can try this with me if you want. You can raise your eyebrows up as far as they'll go, widen your eyes so the whites show, and then take in a breath.
Mm-hmm.
That face keeps us safe because our eyes widen to take in as much as possible. Our eyebrows lift up, our mouth opens to take in oxygen. And so our facial expressions have evolved to keep us safe as well as social cues. So they have found 7 universal micro expressions. And if you know how to spot these 7 universal micro expressions, it's incredibly helpful for spotting hidden emotions.
Do you know them?
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean,
what are the 7?
So they're sadness, surprise, fear, anger, happiness, contempt, disgust.
Oh, and I was waiting for like sleepy and grumpy, but cool. That's totally cool.
Grumpy is probably a mix of disgust and sadness.
Yeah, no, that's exceptionally insightful. You know, I'd have to study it to see if there's one in the middle there somewhere that's missing. But are you saying that these 7 things are manifest in some facial expression one way or the other?
Yeah. So basically what they found is there's this, it's called the facial feedback hypothesis. So there's a loop. So not only do your emotions cause your face, but your face also causes your emotions. So for example, let's take sadness. So sadness is a really, really hard micro expression to fake. It's the hardest. It took me hours in the mirror to get it right. So basically what you have to do, you can try this with me, is you want to pinch the inner corners of your eyebrows together. So 2 like lines appear, and then you want to put your mouth into a frown, and then you want to pout your lower lids.
Yeah,
looks like
good.
That.
Yeah.
It's very, very hard to fake it.
Yeah.
It's the expression people make before they cry. That's usually what they do. So with that face, when I feel sad, I make that face without even realizing it, and I cannot control it. I also, if I make that face right now, just I just did, I begin to feel sad. In fact, I might even be able to trigger my own tears. So a lot of actors will take our body language seminars, our business body language seminars, because they're trying to train themselves to trigger the emotion. This is also the basis of empathy. So if I'm with a friend and she's telling me a very sad story about something that's going on with her, she will make sadness. I will mirror that sadness and then literally feel as she feels.
Do you say something like, oh, that's horrible?
Yeah. I say, oh my God, that's so upsetting. I'm so sorry. Yeah. If I'm with a colleague, this is how I think you really want to talk about advanced pitching and client sales. If you can mirror and match and recognize facial expressions, people really feel heard. Right? Like it's like not like reading your mind.
Well, let me throw something at you. Let me interrupt you for just a second. When someone tells you a story, and the story has some emotion, requires some empathy, what normally happens is not the mirror part. I think the mirror part oftentimes is faked by the salesperson. Mm-hmm. What normally happens is you think of your story and you tell your story on top of their story. It's called a topper. It actually has a name. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you, if you get something that really strikes you, it makes you think of your story and you tell, you know, oh, let me tell you about my automobile accident. Let me tell you about my job promotion. Let me tell you about the time I was fired. Kind of thing.
I think you are 100% right. And that what's happening there is actually kind of what we're talking about. So a topper, if someone shares a story that's really sad and you think, oh my God, I had my own kind
my
of
my dad died. Right.
Right. What's happening is your body is actually mirroring for you. In other words, the other person is telling a sad story. They're making a sadness microexpression. You begin without realizing it. Even, by the way, I can make a sadness microexpression very faintly without you even realizing it. That triggers that feeling in my own body. And then all of a sudden, a memory comes to me. Mm-hmm. Because I made that same face 5 years ago when that happened to me. So what we're talking about here is a depth of emotional response that is body related. So emotions or stories are not just in our head, like, oh, you know, you had a sad story. I had the same thing. It's actually, you had a sad story and it made you feel that way. I can see that on your face. That triggers sadness in me. And then it reminds me of the exact last time I had that emotion.
Hey, everybody. This is Jeff Bajorek from the Why in the Buy podcast, wishing nothing but the best for you and yours this holiday season as we roll into 2019. Christy and I have some really exciting stuff in store for you as we head into January and beyond, and we cannot wait to share it with you. So as you head into this new year and you think about all the promise that is ahead, remember, when you know your why, your hows and your whats get much better.
All right, that was Vanessa Van Edwards, and she is awesome. Now, on to our final favorite clip from 2018, the one and only Anthony Iannarino. And he has been a guest multiple times on Sell or Die. He's also one of the speakers, and I think I mentioned this in our last episode, but we are going to be at Outbound in Atlanta in April, and Anthony and Jeb put on this show with a couple other guys, all sales experts, all really smart people, people you need to meet. And Jeffrey and I will both be speaking there, so we're going to put a link in the show notes with discounted tickets. But back to Anthony. Anthony is talking about giving value in an interesting way. Take a listen. Okay, I have a relationship with someone and you're trying to sell to me. I don't even want to talk to you. And this happens all the time to our diehards. You know, they're trying to get in with someone, but it's my relationship, my vendor is my brother's girlfriend's friend.
Goldfish.
Okay. And so I don't even want to talk to you. So how do you approach that?
I think you do want to talk to me though.
Oh yeah.
Even Why? Though you may not know it, but
okay,
you do.
So I may not know it.
Yeah, but I have to make sure you know that there's a reason to talk to me. A couple chapters in the book are about something, Jen, that I know you believe in the same way that I do, which is a professional persistence and not giving up and not going away. And even being 15 years old and rejecting the refusal from Cutco and deciding you're going to sell for them anyway. So a lot of it is grit, but some of it is, when we make a call, we have to tell somebody why we're asking for their time, and we have to trade enough value to deserve that time in the first place. So when I say something that sounds like, Jen, love to stop by, introduce myself and my company, tell you what we're doing to help other people in your industry, and then ask you some questions so I can better understand your position. They're like, okay, so let's get the value prop. You're going to talk about you. That sucks for me. And your company, not interested. And all the other people that look like me that you serve with all your logos don't really care. And then you're going to ask me what's keeping me up at night. I've already done this. I know there's no value out there.
What does keep you up at night? I don't know.
coffee mostly. Yeah,
answer. None of your business is what the answer is. But keep going.
But if I say something like, Jen, I want to ask you for 20 minutes where I can share an executive briefing with you on the trends that are going to impact your business the most over the next 18 to 24 months, some of the questions that you're going to challenge your management team with, and some of the questions that we're answering with our clients. And listen, even if there's not a next step, I'm going to leave you with a deck and I'm going to leave you with a set of questions. And you're going to make different decisions, whether you make them with us or with your current provider. But either way, these changes are going to have an impact on your business without you doing something different. And I'm going to leave that. If I don't get them on the phone, I'm leaving that on the voicemail. And then I'm following it up with an email. And I'm never asking the person to call me back because they don't care and they're not going to call me back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to call again the following week and I'm going to leave another voicemail and another email. And I'm going to do that about 4 weeks in a row. And I'll probably sprinkle in a LinkedIn in mail where I ask for a connection, probably send a blog post. I'm going to have a 9-touch pursuit plan over 13 weeks, where I'm going to be super persistent. And in my experience doing this, I'm going to get about 40% of people to get two-way communication with me. Now, some of them will be
lost, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Some of them will, but okay, so you know where you are and you might find another stakeholder to start pursuing. But some of them are going to be, what are these trends? What are you talking about? Right. And if you have something where you can say, listen, this is what's going on in the world that we're concerned about, but the best way for us to do this is for you to give me 20 minutes and let's walk through it together, even if there's no next step. So that's the way that it works now. And I know that there are still people who can get an appointment saying, let me stop by and introduce myself and ask you what's keeping you up at night. But that's been used for so long now, it's just lost its effectiveness.
I just love when Anthony gives sales tips and strategies because he always offers something that makes me think a little bit extra, makes me, you know, just think about something in a different way. He's just a super smart, talented guy. So with that, we've now gone through all of our best of 2018 clips. Once again, I want to say thank you to everyone who voted and participated in choosing our episodes for 2018. Stick around and tell both your friends to listen to the best podcast for sales and personal development in 2019. We are going to have some surprises for you. I don't even know what they are yet, but I know that they're coming because we're going to be taking Sell or Die a step up in 2019. So for now, Happy New Year. Have a great day. Au revoir. I'm Jen Gluckow, and I'm reminding you to get out there and sell something, even if your ass falls off. Sell or Die Hards. If you love the show, make sure you've subscribed.
And if you've subscribed, make sure you rate us on iTunes or give us a star on Overcast.
And if you've done all of that, tell a friend about the best sales podcast on the planet. Or better yet, tell both your friends.
And if you've done all of that, well, you're a true sell or diehard, and we thank you.
This has been a presentation of the Sell or Die Network. For more podcasts that you can take out into the street and turn into money, visit sellordienetwork.com.